Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Hello, happy Mother's Day Sunday. Yay. Oh, to all the mothers and moms around the world, I was checking out facts of Mother's Day before showtime. And the history or the histories of the how Mother's Day was formed are amazing facts, so we'll share some of those facts with you. But I also, like a minute before showtime, as I looked at Hot Topics, seen a story regarding superstar, former NBA player, sports commentator, Jalen Rose, where he is feeling mixed emotions because this is his first Mother's Day without his mom. And cousin Linda is on the phone now, and she loved my mom, and many of you did, because mom loved the show. She was my number one. She was the number one fan of the show. And her mother, we both are without our moms, and so we definitely send love out to Jalen Rose and any and everybody that are missing their moms, their mother figures. Because, I mean, there are some people that call me mom. So sending much love out to those people. And my cousin Linda, she always was there for me from a child. And she's my older cousin. And so she's always been a friend also, not just my cousin. And I guess you would say she is a motherly figure in my life. And I guess I've always been some type of friend, not just a cousin figure to her. So it's so important. And I'm so happy that we're able to broadcast today. And I believe the sound is good on my end also. So again, happy Mother's Day to pet parents, pet mothers and stepmothers and play mothers and teachers that are like mothers and guys that play both roles. Some people don't like it when you say that, but, you know, same for women. I mean, for those, I grew up in a single mother at home. So sometimes there are the guys, the men that I admired growing up and still admire those that play double roles of raising their kids. So happy Mother's Day to those that are playing both roles of mother and father also. But Cousin Linda is on. We will talk about Mother's Day, history of Mother's Day, how we are feeling, and you all can call in. Cousin Linda will also talk with us about what's happening in Dallas, and it's travel time, shopping time, and it's so much going on. So it is a day of celebrating Mother's Day and, you know, and also sharing, you know, missing our mothers. I talked to a herbalist yesterday in the mall, in North Park Mall, Herbal Blessings, a big shout out. And a big shout out to Dr. Quinn also and his staff. Thank you all for helping me get back on track with living healthier and becoming happier. And she mentioned to me that she had recently lost a baby. Some people do not realize what people are going through. So she had mixed emotions going on to celebrating Mother's Day. And my first husband, how we lost a son, and I often think about it. And you guys know, you know, my Terry and I, how I would love to be like Janet Jackson and have a miracle baby age 50 plus. But, you know, we must go on and enjoy our lives. And some friends say we'll just go ahead and adopt when it's time. You know, when you're married or whatever, just, you know, successful like Oprah and Stedman. And one of my friends, he loved to spotlight the fact that Oprah and Stedman, they never married. never had children. Even though Stedman has a child, and when Oprah did have a child, right, but not together. Those of you that have listened to the show, speaking of Stedman, do you all know Cousin Linda went on a date with Stedman before? Back in the day, like way back in the day. And we talked about that one time when we were talking about dating and relationships. But I just ran across my mind because I know there are many that have been listening to the show from 2011. And I know some of you probably remember that show. So that's why I just mentioned that. But a big shout out to new listeners. And thank you for helping us redevelop and grow the show. Amazing. Of course, the U.S. is number one. Canada is number two. India, Italy, and U.K. share number four. Right. And number five, Pakistan. So thank you to the top five listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And a shout out to all worldwide listeners in villages and cities and small villages and big cities from around the world. Really appreciate you because we all are connected. We all are one. We are the world, right? Right. So, yes, let's talk about that rocket, too. So thankfully, it splashed into one of the oceans, right? The Indian Ocean or Arabian Ocean, one of the oceans, right? So let's talk about that also. That's a hot topic. Here in Jackson, Mississippi, people have been out mingling, wearing masks, but people have been mingling and going places, having events. I was at the mall yesterday. The mall was packed, literally packed. I mean, it's been, Mississippi is wide open. I'm just telling you all, we're being safe, but it's wide open. It's practically back to normal here. So Cousin Linda would tell us what's happening in Texas, and I'm looking forward to finally returning to Texas real soon. So let me stop rambling and let's talk with Cousin Linda. And whoever would like to call in, please call in and talk with us. We love it when callers call in. 516-595-8255. That's the new number. 516-595-8255. Save it in your phone, okay? So I just wanted to say thank you. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you all for your love and support. You can visit at Cash App at Beth Be True Culture Shock and PayPal, Beth Williams Entrepreneur. Anything you're saying will definitely go into the show. I applied for EIDL the other day, and I think I need to reapply also because, you know, we need to upgrade and keep the show going and flowing. And so Cousin Linda and when guest co-host Sean Alexander Hamilton and others come, we can just really do what we need to do to please you all. And we thank blogtalkradio.com. They're always encouraging. Do more shows. Schedule more shows. Do this. And so thank you all for your support. Email at cultureshock, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. And we thank you. So it's time for Cousin Linda, and the floor is hers. She will be, you know, leading the conversations today on Sunday. Beautiful Mother's Day. Thank you all. And yes, it's been and again, thank you all for your prayers because it was wild and rocky this past week in Mississippi in the Deep South. Tornadoes literally right here in our neighborhood of North Jackson, all over Jackson, Mississippi. You all seen the news, but literally had to take cover. Literally. I wasn't joking when I posted that I heard something whistling, and you all have seen it on international news. Yes, that's the area that we live in. Yes, but thank God, thank God, no one died. I think there was one small injury, but a lot of damage, and some people still don't have lights, and some trees are still just laid everywhere. You know, these are big trees here, down here in Mississippi, big, big trees, and just thank God lives were spared. Okay, well, let's go ahead and start the show. So I just wanted to thank you all for those prayers and those of you that have been inboxing also. Hello, Cousin Linda.
Hello, Cousin Bethany.
How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
Doing good, since I am on air live with you.
Thank you. Sounds like
Thank
I heard
you.
Someone who wanted to speak. I think you have another listener who wanted to talk. Well,
I don't see a number. No one. I haven't seen any calls.
Okay.
Because I can see the calls come up on the screen, and I don't see anyone.
Okay. Well, it might have just been some feedback. I first would like to send prayers to everyone in India. I didn't know you had listeners in India.
Yes. A big Indian following. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I see where they're having a lot of issues with the COVID pandemic, and we must pray that everything works out in their favor and that they are able to get the pandemic disease under control and stop losing so many lives.
Yes, definitely praying for India. That is, we're trying to get aid to them, right? It seems like I've seen stories where we're trying to get ventilators, and I hopefully shops too.
Yeah, I thought I saw where we had sent some ventilators and vaccine, if I'm not mistaken, but they hadn't delivered it or distributed it to the people that actually need it. I don't know what the holdup is. You know, when you're entering a foreign country, things have to go through customs and immigration, so that may be one of the delays. I'm not sure. But hopefully we can get the medications and ventilators and oxygen and all that the people need. And it's so sad that that's going on, and Brazil as well, because we're doing so much better here in the United States. This time last year, I was a nervous wreck.
Right.
I couldn't find a lot of things that I needed, such as toilet paper, hand sanitizer, sanitary wipes, you know, or disinfectant wipes, I'll put it that way. And this year, everything is plentiful in my area and most of the United States, I would say. And I think we are pretty much back on the road to normal. Some places I don't feel comfortable just yet, because I think people might be overconfident that everything is back to normal and kind of let their guard down.
Because I was out yesterday here, and people are out, Cousin Linda, out here in Jackson, Mississippi, Ridgeland. I was at North Park Mall. The mall was packed.
Yeah. And I went in Walmart today, and I didn't see any signs saying that masks were required.
Really?
I know a couple of weeks ago, they took down the – when you would go into Walmart, you would have to go – this way into one aisle and come out the aisle the other way. That has been removed. They do today they didn't even have the little 6-foot barrier markings. So I think they're pretty much all open, do whatever you want to do. But most customers that I saw had masks on. So a lot of people are still being cautious.
I wear mine. I know you wear yours.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. Even if I just go out to the mailbox or the dumpster or whatever, I have my mask on.
Right. Because you never know who you're going to bump into also. Because it seems like when I go out in the yard, there's always somebody that I end up talking to, a neighbor passing by, the mail person, somebody. So it's important.
That's what friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend Marianne, who lives in one of the Atlanta suburbs, said the same thing, said when she goes out to get her mail or garbage can, the neighbor wants to come over and start talking. And she said she doesn't want to be rude because the neighbor is not wearing a mask, but she keeps her distance and tries to get back into her house as soon as possible.
Right.
So after everybody has been vaccinated, and we know that everything has been completely sanitized, I think maybe I'll feel a lot more comfortable, because I'm still not ready to fly. I'm sure the airlines are doing everything they can to make everything as sanitary as possible, but I'm kind of thinking there might be a little slackness. You just never know.
Because I'm ready to fly and ready to road trip over there. But I'm ready to fly, and Southwest is returning. Southwest will return on June 6th. And so, you know, I love Southwest.
Yeah, I saw where they were coming back, and I wasn't sure what the date was. I know everybody will be glad because that will definitely lower the airfares. Because right now, it's astronomical to fly to Jackson.
Yes, the other airlines will be like, oh, my God, we need to lower our prices.
Uh-huh, and get rid of those crazy routes because you have to go to Atlanta to go to Jackson or St. Louis to go to Jackson. Fares about $900. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Mhm. But I'm ready to go somewhere, and I've got some friends who are ready to travel, and we just keep putting it off because some friends and I were supposed to be looking at a trip this November or December, and my friend Eva in Atlanta was saying that she thinks we ought to wait to April 2022. I said, well, I'm fine with that. I don't see any point in trying to rush somewhere.
Well, I see New York is ready. Hello, New York. I see the shows. Now, New York is open, and they will resume shows real soon. So big shout-out to our friends in New York.
Yeah, Laverne, Marianne, and I had already had – we had reservations, had got our tickets and everything to go to New York last June. We were so excited and just really looking forward to it because neither of us has been to New York. I've only been there, you know, with stopovers and layovers at the airport, and we were really looking forward to it. And then when the pandemic started, we canceled. You know, we thought things would be better by June, but that was the epicenter, so we were saying better be safe than sorry. So I think we all probably ended up paying anywhere from about $50 to $80 in cancellation fees, but that's okay.
Uh-huh.
No big deal.
Right. Better safe than sorry, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so prayers to the major cities and all. What states and cities are still going through it right now? Because I hear where we are experiencing a decrease in Texas and Mississippi, there are some states that are experiencing spikes. So which states are dealing with the spikes?
I saw something on the news. I think it's about 17 states that are still experiencing increases in COVID cases. I mean, I don't know exactly.
Let's see if I can Google. Let's see if I can Google while we are on air. I had Mother's Day up to talk about Mother's Day facts, but we need to recognize those states that are dealing with spikes.
I need to cut my fingernails because they're so long, I'm barely typing.
Oh, here, spikes in COVID-19 by state. And you and mom, and I tell Terry that mom would be so proud I am allowing my nails to grow out. So, yeah, you're like mother was. Let those nails grow, baby.
Well, mine, you know, ever since I was a child, I've had long, hard nails, and I can cut them and 2 weeks later, they shoot out. That's something I inherited from my mother because she had long, hard nails.
Oh,
and
yes, she is. You're going to get what?
I'm going to get a mani and pedi tomorrow because I haven't had that since last year.
Right.
But maybe, yeah, I'm sure I went in January of last year before COVID got rampant. And so I've been doing my own nails, but tomorrow I'm going to go get a professional job since I had both shots. And I trust the salon that I'm going to. I've gone there for years. So I'm going to go ahead and go tomorrow and get myself pampered a smidgen.
Right, because I resume going back to Tony and Tina. Big shout-out to Tony and Tina, exclusive salon, and also the young lady that give me my manis and patties also, and they're very clean and professional and usually packed. And that's one reason why my nails are growing. She's been doing a great job putting the tips on, but right now, today, I have no tips on. I have my natural nails. and they're growing out. They're active length now, but you would be proud, and your mother and my mother in heaven, I know they're glad. Finally, she's growing her nails out. And they're getting stronger. Well, they're getting stronger, you know.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You deserve to be pampered tomorrow.
Yeah. I stopped getting anything on my nails other than the polish years ago. Because, like I said, I always had long, hard nails anyway. But
right.
I got the fiberglass, and I let them talk me into getting gel nails one time. Big mistake. That stuff just caked all up, and it's very hard to lift off. And I think it did more damage to my nails than anything, you know, just to keep the polish longer. Your nails don't chip as quickly if you have some kind of coating or whatever on them. I'm like, I just rather use nail remover and polish my nails myself than to have all that stuff on there trying to stretch out a manicure, because it was rather damaging to my nails.
Wow.
But I still haven't come up with anything on Google as to where the surges are. Free surges.
Right, because I see a story from CBS St. Louis. The headline states, some states still seeing spike in COVID-19 cases. Vaccination rates are falling. Well, Mississippi, like always, we're 50, where people are becoming hesitant. Right, I know. Sadly, you know, we do have a decrease, but we have a decrease in people who are getting their shots, too. People are being hesitant.
Yeah, you're a red state, just like over here in Texas. We have to listen to people who say that they're not getting the vaccine, they don't trust it, they're leery or whatever. But I don't know. I would rather take a chance on the vaccine rather than getting the disease, because
right.
you have such horrible side effects from it.
Exactly.
You know,
and
not being able to breathe.
Exactly. And I keep hearing also from experts, they say that even if you have had COVID, it's important for you to get your vaccination shots. So those of you that have had it, do not think you're immune. Get your vaccination shot. If you've had it once, I'm sure you don't want to have it, get it again. You know.
Yeah, because some people were saying they still experience brain fog. They still have problems catching their breath when they try to walk. Some people say they still can't smell, still can't taste anything.
I am trying to get a list. I have found articles, but not like a list of the states.
Right, that's what I gave up. I got tired of trying to read through the articles while we're on the phone.
Right, so hopefully a list will pop up.
Yeah, I've seen on TV, though, where I think it was 17 states that have surges or spikes or whatever.
And within that article from CBS St. Louis, here's an article. It's from yesterday, MSN, MSN.com, COVID second wave. Here's a list of the states that have imposed lockdowns. So let's see if I can find.
Well, I just happened to see something on Yahoo News. Remembering the lives lost to COVID-19, James Lewinsman, Fort Bend, Iowa. Well, this young man lost his life due to COVID.
Oh, wow. Wait a second. This is India. I believe. India. But India, you're in our top five listeners. And yes, Cousin Linda, India loves us. They love the show and message us and so on. And that late night after the Oscars, I had mentioned where the rich and famous, they were flying out. Well, you know, those that have private jets, they are flying out of the country to go to safer places. But then also, yes. The rich and the famous, those that have their own planes and jets, they are leaving. I guess they're going to London or coming here or going to your favorite place.
Paris, Dubai. I saw where Italy is having some spikes. They had some more cases. I think I saw that on CBS Sunday Morning a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yes. I think I heard that. And Italy was one of the first areas to experience high number of COVID cases.
They had a big, major shutdown, lockdown.
Yes. So a big shout-out to our friends in Italy also. Our cousin you heard us talk about our cousin that passed away a couple months ago. She was long-time married to an Italian. So from Mississippi, but, Matola. And so you all, we definitely send our love out to Italian listeners and those of you in Italy. UK and Italy share number 4.
Okay. Well, I love Venice, Italy. I went to Rome and Milan and Venice. And I knew I'd like Venice. I didn't know I'd like it as much as I did. And Rome wasn't a disappointment. I guess I didn't have enough time there. And they were working the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. And it was so packed when I went. But I love Italy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I thought you had been there a few times. When I noticed Italy have been in our top 5 for the past few weeks, and I thought about it, I believe Cousin Linda has been there a few times.
No, I've been once. Yeah, I went to three cities when I went over there that one time. And I really enjoyed it.
What about the food? What did you eat?
Look, I was eating, believe it or not, spaghetti and meatballs, ravioli, and pizza. When I went back in, I think, 94, 93 or something like that. And the places that I went, they didn't have – I couldn't find restaurants. I should have taken a tour, but I went over there on my own. And I just didn't know where to go. And the food was okay. It wasn't anything like I would just really, say, oh, it was delicious. Because I got a meal when I was in Milan, and I wasn't too happy with it. So I just kind of stuck with the basic stuff, pizza, meatballs and spaghetti, and ravioli. And somebody at work had told me that people in Italy didn't eat meatballs and spaghetti. I said, well, they may not, but it was on the menu when I got there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be a little spicier, and that's probably my problem, because I like food that's exceptionally hot and extremely spicy. Mm-hmm. Your sister, my cousin Diane, used to say your poor mouth, because when we would go out, I'd be eating food that was just so hot, my nose would be running water, and she said, your poor mouth. I don't understand. How can you taste the food if it's that hot? I said, I don't know, but it's delicious. I love it. And I love Indian food and that vindaloo and madras, I think it's the other style, where it's just super hot.
Wow.
But yeah, Italy's food to me was a little bit mild, a little bit milder than I like it. Good pizza.
That's good. So I found a map, hotspots, from May the 4th. So that was early in the week. That was what, like Tuesday or Monday? Last
Tuesday, I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is from from that date. The state of the virus, the country's case numbers are starting to drop again. Okay, after a month of stagnation, outbreaks are subsiding in the upper Midwest, Michigan, Minnesota, and Illinois are all reporting drops in new cases. The pace of vaccination has slowed somewhat in recent weeks. See, so it's all across the country. People are becoming hesitant, maybe because of what happened with that Johnson & Johnson, where we had a few deaths.
Yeah, I wanted to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because it was one shot. But after I started seeing all the problems that they were having, I was glad I had gone ahead and got Pfizer.
Yes, me too. Me too, because at first I was like, yeah, the Johnson & Johnson, that's the one for me. And I'm so glad that we all have gotten the Pfizer. Most of our loved ones have gotten the Pfizer shot. So, and nothing against Moderna. I haven't heard anything negative of it. But I was speaking to a woman I know that works at the Baptist, and she basically said, and I've I kind of read through medical professionals when they're speaking, don't you? And it seems as if they are trying to say the Pfizer is the better one, without saying it, So
I
don't know. So I don't want to get in trouble, you guys. I'm not an expert. Those of you that are listening saying I'm saying it's better than that. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, and we're just saying we're glad we got the Pfizer. And and those that have gotten Moderna, they seem pleased and happy too.
Yeah, my friend.
We're just sharing our personal experience that we're glad we got the Pfizer.
Yeah, my traveling buddy Laverne got Moderna, and she's quite pleased. She didn't have any side effects. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I just thought about it. You have to watch what you say about certain things.
I cannot afford a lawsuit.
Right.
Yeah. You can't say I don't want to eat a hamburger because I don't eat beef.
What happened to Oprah
beef.
About the beef that time.
Exactly. Exactly. But look, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to stick by it. I hate mayonnaise, and I hate sour cream.
Do you really?
And that's
Kevin
just
Linda?
My preference.
And I love and I love mayo and sour cream.
Ooh, I hate them. I can't stand to look at it.
cottage cheese. That's something that I can't look at.
I can't eat cottage cheese.
And mother loved it. I bet your mom liked it too.
She ate it. I don't know if she loved it or not, but she sure ate it.
Right.
I don't guess we have to worry about the U.S. dairy industry trying to come and get us.
I hope not. So, oh, yes.
Yeah.
So let's see. I'm trying to – vaccinations. Wow. So you all it's safe. I think Johnson & Johnson is even safe. They're back. Didn't they resume administering Johnson & Johnson to the public?
I don't think they ever stopped. They just
paused.
Yeah. I get emails every day from The Independent. That's a newsletter distributed by Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yes.
And he has reservations about a lot of things. He's not sure that children as young as 16 should be getting any of the vaccines. And I think they're trying to lower the age down 12 or whatever. Yeah, he's saying that all this stuff has some kind of unnatural effects on people. And I read the material and everything, and I go along with a lot of the articles. But this pandemic was just, this disease or whatever was spreading, the virus, it really scared me. Now, when Ebola was out, I wasn't too worried about Ebola, SARS, or H1N1 flu and all those things, but COVID or coronavirus really, really scared me. And at first I didn't want to take the vaccine because I thought it was being manufactured too quickly. But I decided I'd go ahead and get it. Mm-hmm. So I feel okay. I don't think, like my girlfriend would say, I don't think I'll turn green or have hair growing on my back.
Right. Because like Beverly used to say, because Terry had been hesitant. He haven't gotten his, and we have been waiting for a year. I couldn't wait to get mine. And You're right, because Beverly used to say, well, I will wait and see. You all can be guinea pigs if you want to. But she and my brother did get their Pfizer shot during vaccination days here in Jackson, Mississippi, when the mayor celebrated that day for it and welcome everyone to come get their shots. But that's what Beverly used to say. And a couple neighbors that have had COVID, they're like, we'll wait and see what happens to you all.
Ooh.
After right, neighbors that have had COVID, they're like, they're waiting. Maybe they're thinking, we've had COVID and we don't want anything crazy from the vaccine.
Well, they say you're not immune. Even if you've had it, you still need to get a vaccination.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But look like most of the hot spots are in northern states. So definitely pray for the U.S. and the world, but our northern states are where most of the hot spots are.
Well, probably because it's still been kind of cooling in those areas, and they were confined probably to enclosed places.
Right, because it's still snowing in some states.
Mm-hmm. You know,
so
we've
I'm
had
looking
mild
at,
weather.
Yes. So, Michigan, Colorado, Minnesota, Maine, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Delaware, Rhode Island, Florida, Oregon. Those are the top states for now. Let's see.
I need to make a correction. I say at the Independent, that's a newsletter that I get from England. The Robert F. Kennedy Jr. newsletter is the Children's Defense Fund.
Oh, the Children's Defense Fund. Okay. And they share a lot of informative news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of news with health issues, big pharma.
And I know that's a good organization, nonprofit. I know that is a very good reputable nonprofit.
Mhm. Yeah, I made my little donation. I need to make another one. And I didn't know that you needed funds too. I'll send you a check sometime this week.
Oh, thank you.
I'll put you a I'll put you a little puny donation in the mail.
Thank you, so we can keep the upgrade. And I definitely put it into the show since you are a co-host. And I apply for EIDL, so hopefully, SBA, I hope you're listening to us. We are a legit business. We need those funds. Please approve that grant so we can do our thing, Cousin Linda and I and the other guest co-hosts and do on locations and everything. Just upgrade.
And
when we there...
I'm going to some function this coming Wednesday. A friend of mine and her husband are going to come by and pick me up and take me to some event they're having in Dallas called Holy Moly Guacamole. That's going to be at the Empire Room in Dallas on Riverfront Boulevard Wednesday.
Oh my goodness, what is that about?
Well, it's where people come to display their wares or what type business they're in, and it's all free. She said even the parking is free.
Right.
Just, you know, the valet or whatever. But I don't know what this year's theme is, but it has been, you know, different themes each year. Like if you are in the wedding planning business or if you have a food truck or whatever, you set up a booth. And you give out samples and different things from your business to promote your business.
Right.
Sound like some of the things that you've been going
to. Yeah, it sounds like an event I would like to attend. That sounds like an event I would like to be a part of. And, I definitely attend. Yeah, because I had hoped to come there on the 29th, because, you know, that Small Business Expo, I love to attend there in Dallas, you know. They had an event at the Galleria, at the hotel, the Westin at the Galleria on the 28th. Yes, and I had hoped to come for that event where the small businesses, you know, come together and attend seminars. And that Thursday, there was a luncheon schedule. that following day. But this event will be at, my doctor's appointment. Yeah, doctor's appointment. So I want to get all my doctor's appointments out the way. So you mentioned to me that June the 6th. So I hope to get there soon, in June.
Okay.
Yes.
What's happening June the 6th?
You said the restaurant that you plan to talk about.
Okay. You mean, New Surat Salt Bay?
Yes.
It's June the 5th. June the 5th. That's Saturday.
But I'm thinking I might not make it there to. I'm thinking I might not make it there to like mid-June. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't. In fact, I didn't know for sure if you were going to be able to make it. But some friends of mine and I are going to go down there that Saturday afternoon and have lunch because we can't afford dinner. And
right.
We are looking forward to it. You know, I've
so
been some reviews. Huh?
Yeah, you said you were going to tell us more. I shut my mouth, but tell us more about the event that you and your friends are going to, and then tell us more about the restaurant also. And I was biting my lips because I am, believe it or not, believe it or not, the herbalist I talked to yesterday, she told me I need to go on a talking fast. And I'm like, okay, I believe that. I'll go. You're talking my talk now.
I'm into herbs and herbalist and all that because I've used them in the past and I still like.
Well,
herbs.
I need to get my chakras right because I've had a situation going on with my blood pressure, cousin Linda, and so I have a doctor's appointment on Wednesday to get my heart is okay, you all, but I just need it beats fast, and when I told the doctor and his nurse practitioner what all I love to eat, and Tyrion, I love to eat everything. I told them I love to eat. They told me stop cold turkey, pizzas, Taco Bell. Look, Chinese food four times a week.
Beth, that's nothing but sodium. Now you can eat that anything
right.
In moderation.
And I'm like you now, and I know better.
To get your blood pressure
right.
Down.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about eating? I told you about eating beets. Garlic, fresh garlic, and exercising, and that'll bring it down.
Right, and
I recently
started eating beets. Mother loved beets, and I recently started eating beets. They're rather good.
They are. Well, yeah, eat beets, eat garlic, and exercise. You know, nothing strenuous, just light aerobics or just walking, and that will bring your blood pressure down. Yeah, and lower that sodium.
Right, and it seems I know better, and I just could not believe it, Cousin Linda. Gained weight and my blood pressure, and he and his team put me on, I've never been on any medicine, and I know you're not on any medicine, put me on 2 low-dose high blood pressure meds. I'm like, I'm getting myself together. I'm getting myself together. How did I let this happen? Oh, my God. So everyone listening, if you haven't had your physical exam yet this year, go. I felt good when I walked in that door, but my blood pressure. Right, you all go get your
and
physical exam.
You get
and we've been dealing with these quarantine and stressing. Those of you that if you feel good, and then it reminded me, I know better. Our brother, he passed away. When the word was newly invented, picture health, hypertension. That was on Chris's death certificate. Cerebral hemorrhage stroke. Yes, on his death certificate, it states, age 23, picture health. It stated on his autopsy report, death certificate. Cerebral hemorrhage stroke due to hypertension.
I thought it was, they had told me an aneurysm.
Aneurysm, but cerebral hemorrhage due to an aneurysm on the brain that caused by hypertension, high blood pressure.
Okay.
Picture health at 23. He had a slight, and I didn't know, but he had a doctor's appointment that day before. But we was preparing for Mom to come back from visiting with you all. You know, that was when Diane was sick and the doctors thought she only had a few days to live. And
right.
So he had an appointment. I didn't know about the appointment until Mr. Harris' daughters had said where he was working and going to school at Mid-South Barber College. They said he had asked them to cancel his doctor's appointment because he had been having a little bit headaches. You know, but that's what his obituary said. And that's what I told Dr. Quinn's staff. I said, I know better. My brother, I was 14. My brother was 23. Picture health, been in service, lived in Germany. And that's what he passed from, hypertension, at a young age of 23. And was in good shape. And I'm 52. Right. And know better. You're right. You share every day how to keep your blood pressure low. You share that on your page.
Oh, I was going to say sometimes it's what they call white coat syndrome, because I know when I go to the dentist, my blood pressure reading is higher than normal. And then sometimes it depends on how they administer the blood pressure test, because everybody doesn't do it correctly.
Right.
But there are different things that can cause it to fluctuate.
Right. And my follow-up was better, but they still was concerned because they're like, it should be still lower. And like you were saying, they were like, we need to find out what you're eating. Even though I try not to, I do put things in the hands of the Lord. I try not to stress about certain things. But they were like, we need to find out what you're eating. And when I named everything I've been eating, oh, no. That's what's going on with your heart rate. Like, I eat healthy, I eat healthy, but then the junk food outweigh the healthy food.
Well, now, eating healthy is so expensive. Because I go up to Sprouts, they have some pre-made salads. Because when COVID hit, they stopped the salad bar. And I love salad bars.
Me too. I love salad bars.
Yeah, but you can get what you want, as little or as much as you want. And I used to like to go to this grocery store here called Market Street. They had a wonderful salad bar. They had stuffed grape leaves. Uh-huh. They had tabbouleh, hummus, and, you know, in addition to the salad fixings. And they had smoked turkey and smoked chicken, and I just love them. I'd go up there and get seven and eight salads at a time. And same thing with Sprouts. But once COVID hit, there went the salad bar. So I haven't been able to eat as nutritiously, I guess, as I would like. So I must admit I've put on a few pounds because I've been going to, like, Luby's Cafeteria or Mama's Daughter's Diner or somebody. And you can get a...
Now, I haven't been to that one. You must introduce me to Mama Daughter's. I haven't been to that.
Okay. Okay, and well, the problem is
listen to us. And what's the dessert? What?
A dessert.
I bet they have good banana pudding.
I don't really buy banana pudding because they don't taste homemade to me, and I like banana pudding. Yeah,
yeah.
I like college.
So I'm thinking about your mama's and my mama's banana pudding. Yeah.
But
you just can't find those.
You know, Yeah, and it's another restaurant I like that, you know, that's home cooking called String Bean. You get your entree and your two veggies, but for some strange reason, I have to have some dessert. I just have that sweet tooth, and I can't help it.
Mom used to love to go to that Grandy's on Forest Lane when we used to come often. And I lived close to a Grandy's in Sherman, but I think I ate there maybe once.
Well, Grandy's has closed all of the restaurants over here by me because they kept changing. It looked like, it seemed like the ownership was changing and the quality of the food just was going down because Grandy's had some of the best cinnamon rolls and the best hot buttered rolls. And they stopped serving because, you know,
they probably closed the one I lived close to in Sherman.
Yeah, they probably did. But they had this, you know, they used to have grandma-looking lady who looked like Grandy, and she would come out and give you a red rose on it. They stopped that. And I never did eat the chicken. I would either get chicken fried steak or the shrimp dishes. So they used to have a nice grilled shrimp with rice pilaf. And I'd get green beans, I think. But anyway, and definitely had to have a cinnamon roll. And the last couple times I went, they didn't even put icing on the cinnamon roll. You didn't pay extra, but it would be in like a little container, and you'd have to spread the icing on your cinnamon roll yourself, and they were tough and dry. So I'm thinking that quality of food or the taste of the food kind of ran Grandy's out of my neighborhood.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Luby's and Footruckers. I mentioned to one of my friends yesterday, because Footruckers and Luby's had opened in early 2015, and I never did make it to the Footruckers or the Luby's. They were right next door, right on 55 Frontage Road, Briarwood, right there. You know that location.
I ate at the Luby's, and I really enjoyed it. When COVID hit, they closed last
Late spring, early summer.
Well, our Luby's stayed open. I had seen on the news and online that they were going to close all the Luby's in Texas, because my friend does my income taxes, and we always meet at Luby's. He'll buy my lunch and do my taxes there at Luby's.
Right.
And so he was saying this year we were going to have to find somewhere else, because Luby's had closed. And I said, no, Luby's hasn't. There's one right down the street from me in Farmers Branch, and it's one up here in Plano. And he said, well, they said that Luby's has closed. And I said, well, I'm telling you, my two Luby's are open. So he said, well, we're going to meet whatever day it was, a couple of Saturdays ago. And he said, you make sure that it's open. And I said, well, I will. So I went online. I said, well, I see right now where they're open. So we met up there, at Luby's,
and it was open.
Yeah, like I said, it never did close during COVID, because I actually went
to
takeout.
So I will be eating at Luby's when I'm back there. Right. They did not survive. They did not, Footruckers and Luby's did not survive. Hopefully, maybe they'll reopen, but I think the building is for sale now. So,
I just don't understand why they... I think they could have survived COVID if they had, you know, just continued to do takeout, because that's what they did here.
Right.
They continued to have takeout. You couldn't eat until they opened it up. You know, Governor Greg Abbott opened up a lot of things over here way before other states.
Right.
So,
Mississippi was right behind. Governor Tate Reeves was right with them. Right.
Yeah, they're partners in crime, as I want to call them. But
not funny. Yeah, listeners, we're laughing, but we're not laughing. You know, yeah.
Yeah, just jokingly, you know.
Right.
Jokingly.
Because this is serious, but you all know it's true. We open up. We're both states are wide open.
And in fact, some areas over here, I never could tell that there was anything going on. Because remember, I don't know if you saw my post on Facebook. And when I would be coming home from work, because the place where I was working was some of the last ones that they let go, because everybody in the building had abandoned the place except the company I was working for. We were still there.
Right.
So when I would be coming home from work, I'd be like, pass by the Galleria, parking lot empty. Pass by Stein Mart, parking lot empty. Pass by Specs Liquor Store, parking lot packed with cars lined up to get on the parking lot.
London. You know when people say I'm hollering? Cousin Linda, you had me hollering every day you get off work. I pass the liquor store. It's packed.
Yeah, the liquor store parking lot.
You had me. I'm like, oh, my God. The liquor store.
Yeah,
the COVID was stressing people out.
Yeah, and we're not talking a huge liquor store, because there are some really large liquor stores over here, but the Specs that
right.
I was passing, it's not that big. It's kind of like one of their smaller stores. Baby, that parking lot would be packed. I said, well, I don't think they can do social distancing up in there, because the store ain't that big.
When you shared your observation, you were like, every day I pass by, the parking lot is full.
Mm-hmm. So, and other places, you know, did not close, like the pharmacies, Walmart, and CVS, and all them. I guess they had to stay open. But I still think
right.
that some of the restaurants, I think they could have survived if they had, you know, stayed on the takeout. Because the place where I
yeah.
like to go get pizza and lasagna, Angelo's and something. I
oh.
can't remember the name of it. But, yeah,
uh-huh.
I bought quite a few pizzas and lasagna, and that they won't even let you in there. Some places, you know, they would let you in to get takeout.
Right.
Angelo, I think it's Vito's and Angelo's. That door is locked. You call in or place your order online or something, and when you arrive, you call and let them know you've arrived, and they will bring the food out to you. You could not come
right.
up in there, and they brought your food till you had a mask on.
There's a Japanese restaurant not far from Tony and Tina's salon on Ridgewood that I discovered because, you know, I love sushi. And so they open for dinner, but if you come for lunch, I mean, you're just going to talk to them through a little window. They let me in one day, though. I'm like, last time I came, y'all let me in. Now, you know, they let me sit at the table and everything, but maybe because of other clients. That were behind me. They were like, okay, you can't come in. You got to talk through the little window. But
yeah.
they for the evening dinner, you can come in and dine in. But you're yeah. the same way here. You're right. Some places you can survive. You just need to figure out your system.
Yeah.
Figure out a system.
I went to quite a few restaurants. And even though it was takeout only, they would still let you inside. And I just call in my order, go get it, and come on out. And, you know, you had to do social distancing and have your mask on and everything. But now if you were just dine-in only, yeah, but just say, well, we're not going to have dine-in and invest in some styrofoam and
right.
go ahead and let people do takeout.
Now, when I left the doctor's appointment Tuesday, I went to a McDonald's for my last hurrah of my 4 for 4 at McDonald's. And I was shocked. You couldn't dine in at that restaurant in Ridgeland, you know, on the Ridgeland side. But they were like, you can dine on the patio. You know, you could come in and order, and people drive through and they do curbside. But since they have a patio, they allow people to dine on the patio.
Well, now, there's this famous seafood restaurant down the street called Nate's Seafood. And for my birthday back in November, my little play nephew, Jamie, took me to Nate's for
that
birthday.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I wanted to know when will you all resume your weekend lunches.
Well, it looks like they might be coming up in the near future. Jamie is having some issues. His mother is having a few health issues, and he's quite concerned about that. So maybe after she's all better and everything, we can kind of resume that. But my girlfriends and I are looking into starting this after our lunch next month. We're going to try to start meeting up at least once a month, every month. But, you know, with Jamie, it was like every Saturday and Sunday.
Right,
but
and I love the posters. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the seafood restaurant that you all had gone to for your birthday.
Oh, yeah, Nate. And so you could sit out on the patio and you could eat, and they had like an enclosed patio. So we ate at the enclosed patio. I still, because I hadn't had my vaccine and he hadn't either. And I was a little bit nervous, but we came through that okay. But Jamie, I think he said he got COVID around Christmas. He actually had it. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing severe, just like flu-like symptoms and everything. He said one of his friends passed it on to him.
Oh, okay.
And I ate there. And then back in October of last year, one of my friends was in town visiting Herb, and he stopped by, and we went to Nate's, but we got takeout,
mm-hmm.
and then brought it back here to our apartment.
Wow. But Trader's Village is back, so big shout-out to my brother-in-law mentor, Tommy, out of Africa Imports. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Trader's Village is back alive. But, you know, they practice social distancing.
Down.
Yeah, they shut down. Oh, they shut down ASAP. Yes, and closed. Yeah, they shut down. But then they as soon as it was safe, they opened back up.
Well, they were outside and in the open, so it seems to me like they would have been able to stay open.
They shut down for probably a month. Probably like a month. Like this time last year, they shut down and then for like a month, and then they will maybe open and then close, open and close. And then so it's been pretty consistent, I guess, since like maybe July.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But, yeah, they shut down when the cases were really bad in that area.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the shutdown happened. You know, it was really crazy over there for a moment. It was crazy here, too. Because one while I thought it was safer there. I was like, I need to get to Texas ASAP. And then I'm like, oh, my God. Then the outbreak happened over there. And I'm like, oh, my God. And we were having outbreaks here. Oh, and so when during those crazy outbreaks time, they shut down Traders Village, and I guess Six Flags shut down. I thought they shut down too.
They did. Yeah, they did. Now one of my favorite restaurants, I won't call the name, but I was out and about, and so I called in my little. I called them to place a takeout order. And this was last year, and I got a recording saying, due to one of our employees being testing COVID positive, we have temporarily closed. I stayed away from there a year.
Right.
I didn't go back.
Yeah, the family, my friends on the block that I won't call their names either, they believe that that's how they called it, at a popular restaurant outside of Jackson. But a really popular seafood restaurant after a funeral, because they said they noticed a couple of days later that restaurant was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was like, okay, something. It must have been something going on at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You probably could, you know, test negative today, but then be positive tomorrow, and you got that false sense of security thinking, oh, well, I tested negative, so I'm okay. Because some places didn't test every day.
Well, Cousin Linda, what do you think about restaurants all around the country? They can't get help now. They're busy. They've been really busy, but they can't get staff.
What has happened, in my opinion, is there are some places that those restaurant employees went to and they're making more money. You know, they're saying that people on unemployment are lazy and don't want to go back to work. That's not it. If you
people want their raises to be lifted too.
Yeah, and you know they're complaining. Business owners are complaining about $15 an hour, and I said, when you really look at it, the employee is not making $15 an hour. That's before your state tax, your federal tax. Some places have city taxes. That's before Medicare and all these other taxes that come out. So, really, $15 an hour is probably $9 an hour.
Yes,
because, you know, you have to pay for
insurance. Right, and those that get tips, they need their tip.
Yeah, and
you
need
to.
But yeah, I'm just talking about regular businesses, you know, not the
regular business. Right, not just the restaurant. The restaurant industry has been crying. But, yeah, all businesses have been crying, too.
Yeah, well, but like I said, back on the businesses that say, well, I'm paying $12 an hour. Well, unless you live in a one-room shack on the side of the road, $12 an hour just isn't going to cut it. And these corporations seem to think, you know, well, I'm paying you a lot of money, $12 an hour. No, you're not. Because like I said, when you get through with the deductions that come out of that, okay, let's just say you make $600 a week, and that's really stretching and pushing it. Well, by the time they take out everything, if you want to contribute to 401k, and if you have a family and you're trying to cover your family members with insurance and dental and vision and all that, you don't have much left. And then the money involved in, you know, transportation to and from work, child care, you have to try to eat on your lunch break. So, and I'm just always amazed at CEOs who are,
and some places you don't get a chance to get a lunch break, because I know when I was living there in Texas and working at the casino, sometimes we would be so busy. Oh my God, it was hard to even work a lunch break in.
Yeah, but you know,
even though it's mandatory and against the law. Managers and all. I mean, yeah, it's like, oh.
Well, some of them don't have to give you a lunch break. They definitely
right.
don't have to give, depending on how many hours you work, and they definitely don't have to give
right.
you a 15-minute break. They just
right.
do that out the goodness of their heart. But what I was
right.
going to say is I don't understand how CEOs who are making millions and millions and millions of dollars a year can
uh-huh.
begrudge a solely hourly employee. I just don't
right.
get it. You know, you're living like European royalty. Like you,
right.
you have five houses that's the size of Buckingham Palace.
Right.
And you don't want this employee to make $15 an hour. It just doesn't compute in my mind.
Right. I admire those companies that do acknowledge that and do have like wellness
mm-hmm.
programs for their people. You know, and that's another thing I did
yeah.
like about the casino. The casino did have a wellness program and gyms and treated us good. But sometimes you can get so caught up that you're right. The basic things that people need and deserve is get overlooked. Like, got to make that money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. They got to make that money. Companies got to make that money. But then the average
well,
person can't
know,
get
they say
certain things.
They're answering to stockholders. Well, you might want
right.
to convey to your stockholders, if we don't have employees, this business is not going to be here because
right.
they don't have robots in place everywhere. Now, a couple of business owners, like the man that owns Hardee's, said that he wishes he could have robots to do the job of humans, you know, because you wouldn't have to pay robots. And they don't
even
want
heard...
you to, they don't
they
want
want
you
to what?
You know, to have vacation because some places will
right.
require you to work a year before you get 1 week, you know, 5 days, five paid days off, where you have your, every country around the world pretty much gives their employees 30 paid days a year. And, you know, you have people talking about socialism. We don't want socialism in the
right.
United States. Well, I don't think that's socialism if you treat somebody fairly for doing a day's mm-hmm. work.
Right. Yeah. Because humanity, that's something I'm a big proponent on, and all of us should be. Humanity, are you treating people humanly?
Yeah.
You know, how are you treating people humanly? Is that a hard question?
Well, yeah, and like I said, I just don't understand how people, you know, heads of corporations or people who own, you know, very profitable businesses, that employee, nine times out of ten, made it possible for you to enjoy that kind of lifestyle.
Right. And those of you that are small businesses and entrepreneurs, I mean, same thing. Because, you know, there are some people that have mom-and-pop businesses. They really treat their people good. But then there are some people, oh, my God,
yeah,
there are horror stories.
Yeah,
so if
you
want you
your
know, business
and if
your to
business,
grow, value your people.
Yeah, and if your business, you know, doesn't make enough money to pay $15 an hour, I can understand that. But treat
right.
your employees like humans.
Right.
You know, you don't want to just pay somebody $5 an hour, because I'm amazed that the federal, what is it, the federal minimum wage is, what, still $7 and something?
Yes. And then North Dakota is what, 15? Yeah, that's another topic we need to talk about, like,
well,
next Sunday.
Yeah,
North
state.
Dakota
yeah,
is like $15. Now, is this the Washington, the state of Washington?
Well, it's,
did they up
it's
there?
State by, no, it's state by state, because I
right.
think California is like $15 an hour or something, and it's been that way for a long time. But the federal minimum wage
right.
is $7. I think you can't pay certain employees under $7.25 an hour. But,
right, and that
you know,
is crazy.
The cost of living has gone up exponentially.
Right.
And you cannot survive on even $15 an hour.
Right, and the cost of living, I literally have researched and studied, the cost of living is more expensive here than in Dallas. you know, mm-hmm. within or outside
always.
Of Dallas. The cost of living.
Yeah.
Right. See, Cousin Linda, that's your secret. You know that, right? Right.
Yeah,
the
I mean, when I first moved here and my neighbors always wanted to know, well, where are you from? And I said, Mississippi. Oh, you're going to find the cost of living here is so much more expensive. And I said, no, it's much cheaper. Mississippi is much more expensive than Dallas. People
right.
just couldn't believe it. One thing, Mississippi has state income tax and Texas doesn't. The cost
right.
of gasoline was cheaper over here. Apartments were cheaper. Gasoline,
right.
Just everything was cheaper. Even basic stuff like going to the grocery store, food was cheaper.
Uh-huh.
And I was just amazed. And, you know, utilities, your monthly utility bills were cheaper. And
yes.
I was just shocked. I couldn't believe it. I thought, you know, a city the size of Dallas, everything would be a lot more expensive, but it wasn't.
Right. Even in the neighborhoods you think the cost of living should be higher, I'm shocked. Like, wait a second, what?
Yeah, because people were trying to get me to move back to Jackson back in the 90s when before Jackson got to be in such deplorable condition.
Oh.
And I said, I can't afford to move back over there because, you know, the jobs oh. weren't paying nowhere near what you
right.
make over here.
Right.
And I said, you have state income tax. I'm not accustomed to paying state income tax. That's one of the good things of living over here.
Because one thing I've been reading a lot of recently, California is invading Texas.
They have.
People are really –
That has caused the cost of living to go up in a lot mm-hmm. of areas in Texas. That started, I think, back in late 90s when we
right.
had the California-New York invasion. Now, back in the mm-hmm. 80s when we moved over, you had
mm-hmm.
a ton of people moving from New York and Detroit.
Yeah,
because
I know 2020 did a story on Diane and Tommy and Deidre on their trip from
yeah.
Michigan to Texas. I need to find that.
Right.
That story, but when 2020 first store aired, when 2020 first store aired, they did a story about, and Tommy and Diana Dede was a part of the story about families moving from the north to southern states to Texas.
Texas was a boom state at the time. We were doing
right.
we were doing really, really well over here, but then they had a bust in Texas around 85, 86, I think.
Uh-huh.
When a lot of places started closing, a lot of businesses that had been here, you know, years and years and years, decades, and they had to fold up because the economy got so bad. And a lot of things that hurt us were jobs going overseas.
Because Texas was like
it's
Hollywood. And I know being a fashion student, my teachers, they were like, if you don't get to New York, you have to get to Texas. You have to get to Dallas. You know, Dallas Market Center and all that. My marketing teachers and fashion design teachers. And then I'm like, I already know because I love Dallas. They were like, you don't get to New York, Dallas, and then Miami and New Orleans.
Well,
those were like the
– Well, I remember New York, California, and then Dallas because
right.
when I was living in Jackson, I hadn't even thought about moving to Texas. I used to buy
right.
a lot of clothes at Lucille Hat Shop on Capitol Street.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
most of the clothes that I bought there were made by Jarrell of Texas. And when I just thought that was a label, but when I moved to Dallas, there actually was a Jarrell of Texas. They actually
uh-huh.
they had a big clothing manufacturing business in Texas. So I think Hey Band slacks were manufactured
uh-huh.
here.
Oh,
and
very
other labels were uh-huh. manufactured here. And I mean, these were wonderful, beautiful clothes. Quality
right.
clothes. And you know, Dallas had Josky's, Sanger Harris. I can't think of that other stuff. Foley's that took over Sanger Harris. You know, there were these
right.
big
I think of Foley's all the time. Cousin Wim had to get the Foley's whenever we would come there.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Yes. You know, he loved Foley's.
Well, I they were okay to me. I liked Joskies and Singer Harris, and of course I loved Neiman Marcus at the time, loved Sackowitz.
Yeah.
And Diane and I worked at Frost Brothers. Couldn't afford anything at Frost Brothers,
right.
But we liked working there. But the good thing
exactly.
about Frost Brothers, they layaway, and you could put stuff on layaway there.
Yes.
But, yeah, your big name retailers went out of business because the 80s were hard hit over here in Texas, but Texas has boomed back because so many corporations have moved here, and that has caused tremendous increases in rent. And housing.
But a lot of people don't realize, too, Texas is good for entrepreneurs. You know, entrepreneurs like me, like myself, and some people that like to have to literally relocate their businesses from their state, whatever respective state they're in, to Texas, you know, to survive.
Wow.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, yeah, Texas is a home to many corporations. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I know there was a Raytheon close to where I lived in Sesoma. And what is it, Texas Instruments?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. There's a long time, and then there's new corporation, new home headquarters.
Yeah, Amazon is building warehouses everywhere. And I think it's Uber that's bringing all these jobs to downtown or the Deep Ellum area.
Oh, yes, and that's good.
Quite a few new companies are headquartering here, or at least putting some offices here.
Attended that workshop a couple of weeks ago, Flipping Houses Real Estate Investment Workshop a couple of weeks ago downtown. And many of the real estate investors that were instructing the workshop, they speak of their investments in Dallas. They say it's a mecca here, and you know it because, Linda, when you come here, you see it's a mecca here to flip from commercial to residential here. But they spoke of, like apartment buildings and shopping centers in Dallas where they've been making some good deals over there.
And
so
the
real estate development industry, I guess, have always remained alive over there. Because even here, when you go to Ridgeland and Madison and Ridgeland and the district of Eastover, if you ever been there close to Eastover, look just like Dallas. Look like a part of Dallas.
Well,
look like
before
Dallas.
Before Jackson got so dilapidated or whatever, when I would be in North Jackson, it reminded me so much of North Dallas.
Right.
And when you head out on North 55, because everything you saw in North Dallas, pretty much you saw it in North Jackson.
Right.
And a lot of people don't realize that a lot of restaurants are headquartered over here in the Dallas Metroplex. You like Chuck E. Cheese, Maggiano's, the Macaroni Grills, they used to be owned by Brinker, Steak and Ale, and all them.
Oh.
All those came out.
And as
Dallas.
As a kid, we lived at Chuck E. Cheese when we lived on Forest Lane and Abrams. You know the.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Cousin Linda, do you hear the thunder?
Mm-hmm.
Do you all hear the thunder? It's thundering, you all. So pray for us. I hope it's not tornado weather. It's been sunny all day, and now thundering.
I remember
as a preteen, Dietra and I, we lived at the Chuck E. Cheese on Abrams and Forest Lane. And the Cowboys, we used to see the Cowboys. That's where they used to work out, like next door. Their gym was like next door to the Chuck E. Cheese. And we would see like the likes of Drew Pearson going in and out to do their workouts, Tony Dorsett. But we were thinking about Chuck E. Cheese. But we would be happy to see the Cowboys too.
Well, yeah, a lot of, like I said, the restaurants that you see all around the world, actually, were headquartered here in Dallas. And Norman Brinker, the late Norman Brinker, started a lot of those restaurants. Because I know people who talk about how they did Steak and Ale, and I said, yes, and Chili's, that was a Brinker.
So he was like the Colonel, but he,
yeah, he had a lot more than just one brand.
Right. Oh, that's an interesting fact. And he was based in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. Well, good food. Yeah, that definitely. Oh my God,
yep.
Definitely food.
Yeah, the steak and ale was one of my favorites. I mean, they had fantastic food
right.
at reasonable prices. I mean, it was really, really good.
I'm glad you mentioned steak and ale because I seen on Facebook someone had posted like restaurants that do not exist anymore. And, like, what were some of your favorites? And they shown, like, worse than sizzling. And I think, I'm trying to think, did they have steak and ale on there? But they had, you
it
know, like.
Remember
yeah.
Remember Bonanza?
Oh, yes.
Sizzler, Western Sizzling.
Yeah.
Bonanza. I used to love Bonanza.
Was that by Metro Center? Or was that on 55? It was one, like. Was that Metro?
Which one?
Like, but then we had a Westland Sizzling or Bonanza by the Metro.
They probably all were out on 55.
On 55, yeah. I'm trying to remember because we had a couple locations of each. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Simpson County a few weeks ago on Terry's birthday, and I had seen an old Westland Sizzling building. We still had the signage up and everything. I was like, wow, that is amazing. To see
mm-hmm.
that building, Restless Sizzling. Yep.
Yeah, those were real nice restaurants, family restaurants uh-huh. with reasonable prices where you could go out and get a real nice, pretty much nutritious meal.
Right. Do you remember Bennigan's? I used to love Bennigan's. Used to be
oh,
on
yeah.
55.
I used to love Bennigan's. And I think Bennigan's was a Brinker restaurant, too.
Oh, really? Because I know it sounds like it should have been. Okay.
Yeah. I think they owned Bennigan's.
Because it was a good family atmosphere, and then it was good for the party crowd. Because I know my friends and I, and for business. Because I know I would meet with friends for business, and then also it could be like it's great for when you're partying out, partying, want to eat good food and drink good.
Yeah. And I'm gonna go out on a limb. I think even TGI Fridays. Might have been a Brinker restaurant.
Oh, I remember. I always wondered why they weren't here, but there. Now I know.
Well, now there used to be a TGI Fridays in Highland Village in Jackson.
Oh,
one of my
right.
friends.
Right.
Yeah. They had Fridays in Highland Village. Now, what happened there? They started getting a bad reputation because you had a lot of young teenagers of a certain persuasion. They used,
uh-huh.
to have wet t-shirt. They used to have wet t-shirt parties there on Friday night.
Yeah. Right.
And I think they were kind of forced to close or something. I don't know. But I know it lost its popularity because it was a nice family restaurant where you go get a real nice meal, real nice atmosphere and stuff. But on Friday night, they started having those raunchy parties.
Right.
Because what's the name?
Oh, you're right.
Marsha, what's her name? Marsha Halford? Thompson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think she was the reporter. I could be wrong, but I think she was the reporter who was reporting from there talking about that. Yeah, they were showing young women who were standing on top of tables and, you know, with t-shirts on. So.
Right.
But, yeah, friends of mine and I used to go there for lunch during the day.
Yes, but now you would be proud of Highland Village. It is still... You know, very nice and elegant. And it was packed there, too. I didn't go there yesterday, but it was packed there, too. Parking lot.
Well, what about Maison
I received
White,
a gift card. I'm so glad you mentioned that because when you were speaking of Frost Brothers, I was like, Maison Weiss is like our Frost Brothers. But, yeah.
So they are still in business?
Uh-huh. And as a matter of fact, I had received a gift card from them last week, an email from them. Yep. But it's still there. Mm-hmm. I have to go in and snoop for us, for you and I. I know one of my friends is a stylist there. One of my friends, I think he's still a stylist there. But, yeah, Maison Weiss is still there. You know, I worked at Talbot's before I came to Dallas for school in 2015.
Yeah.
And so the Talbot's
yeah,
is still there. And Kendra Scott. We have a Kendra Scott in Highland Village.
Now, what is Kendra Scott? I'm not familiar with that.
You know what? I didn't know about Kendra Scott until I was in Dallas. Everybody was like, Kendra Scott. And she's a shark, the Kendra Scott, the actual founder.
What did she say?
Oh, it's a brand, purses and jewelry and clothing, but mainly like purses and jewelry. It's a brand, so we have a Kendra. We have a Kate Spade, but when Kate Spade, when she committed suicide, they closed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you remember when Frances Pepper was in business?
Yes.
Her son ended up working at Frost Brothers.
Oh, really? Yeah, now, you know I love retail history.
I was doing undercover security at Frost Brothers, and they had a new salesperson. I forgot what, they didn't call them salesperson. They had some fancy name. And he was one of the new
persons. So, a new personal shopper.
And he and I got to talking and found out he was from Mississippi, Jackson. And I said, well, I am too. And he was telling me that his mother owned a store. And I said, well, what store? He said, Frances Pepper. And I was like, you're Frances Pepper's son? Because, that would be all end all.
Right.
Store, Frances Pepper.
Like I love the McRae's.
Poor McRae's.
Wow. So yeah. I know. I wish they could have survived. But wow, when you told him you were from there and the actual customer, he was like, "I bet just
no, I wasn't
amazed.
A customer. I couldn't afford Frances Pepper. I could only dream." I knew about Frances Pepper, but no,
right.
I never shopped. Yeah, now my friend said her mother shopped there all the time, but I didn't even play like I was going to shop at Frances Pepper. I'd go to Carriage House.
I remember Carriage House.
Mm-hmm. And you're probably too young to remember.
I always wanted to own my own store in Howland Village. I want to have my own store in Howland Village. Right. But I remember Capizio's. When did Capizio close? Capizio's.
Out of business probably not too long after they opened. I bought a bunch of pairs of shoes there because they were, next door to the Capri Theater. And I saw somewhere online.
Oh, right. Oh, my God. You would be so proud of the Fondren area, the Capri Theater and that area. It would be open soon. It would be a family entertainment center, movie theater, bowling alley. Oh, man, Fondren is his own town in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Fondren is I always tell Beverly, Fondren is our deep elm. it's like the deep elm of Jackson.
I remember when they used to have this bar, it was a famous bar called the Recovery Room, and people would actually think they were talking about the University Hospital or the Baptist Hospital. I'm like, no, the Recovery Room is a bar.
Right.
Shakey's Pizza. They had Morrison's Cafeteria over there. And I'm trying to think of some other famous businesses that were in the Fondren area, right up there off of State Street.
Billy, Campbell Bakery is still open. New owners, but Brent's Drugs is still open. Of your fans are still there. Yeah. Brent's still open. Because for those of you that seen The Help, that was the restaurant you seen in the movie, The Help.
And I was disappointed in The Help. I love the book and I love the movie.
Mom and I was disappointed, too. We didn't watch it until right before the Oscars that year, and we were disappointed also.
Well, I mean, I love the book and I like the movie, but what I didn't like about the movie was they didn't show at that time in the 60s how beautiful Jackson was.
Right.
And
they
could have recreated it. Because Jackson, I'd say they could go toe-to-toe with cities in other states. Because Jackson, once upon a time, was a very beautiful, very safe city. And they had really, really nice neighborhoods and stuff. And that Fondren area where, like I said, some of it was supposedly taking place did not look dilapidated to me like they had it.
Because that was Woodland Hills, where they filmed the houses. And then you're right, where the maid lived, that was over close to Smith Robinson Museum. That was over there off of Fabric Street.
Yeah, Woodland Hills is still a force to be reckoned with, from what I'm told. Because, you know, you hear
right.
a lot about Eastover, and I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and I said, I don't know why people don't talk about Woodland Hills. Because to me, Woodland Hills was just as beautiful as Eastover.
You and I discussed it during our last time on air a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, we did?
We discussed that, yeah. And I have some friends that live over there. Matter of fact, when we just do the Crossroads Film Festival, it's time for us to screen again, one of a couple that are, like, co-founders and on the board, they host screenings at their house, too. And it is still just beautiful. And when I'm out on the campaigning and doing canvassing, I am just amazed at how Woodland Hills houses are built. Eastover is amazing, but Woodland Hills is like a secret. It's like a secret within the city. Castles. I mean, there are literally castles. There are modernized houses.
Yeah, they probably want to remain a secret, too.
Right.
Because they don't want the riffraff to come.
Right. Because that's where I thought. That I mentioned to you during our talk, I thought that's where Deion Sanders would move. I'm like, if Deion Sanders coming, he's probably going to move to Woodland Hills. Because I'm like, that seemed like I could see, because there are different type of houses too, Martin houses, castles. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are literally castles there and mansions, whatever you want, it's there.
Right.
Yeah, that's what now, I thought where he would move to Woodland Hills or he would move to Eastover. But he went to Madison. Yeah.
Yeah. But back on movies being filmed in Jackson, you didn't tell me about Bruce Willis. I had to find that out on Arthur Kane Live. I didn't know Bruce Willis was in town filming a movie.
Right. Bruce Willis and then the actor Leon. A couple of weeks ago, they wrapped it up, and Leon's in town.
I love Leon.
Right.
Lord,
I
love
him.
Me.
You know, I loved him in that Madonna video.
Me too. I just love Leon, period.
Right.
Period. Like Michael Payne used to say, all the chicks. He can get all the chicks.
Michael Payne. I wish we could find him. Anybody that know Michael Payne, tell him to look Cousin Linda up so we can have fun.
Yeah, I've searched for him on Facebook, but I can't find him, so he's probably not on there. But, Michael and I had some really good times. I miss him.
Right. That's something when we get disconnected from our friends. Then when you reconnect, it's like you never lost any time.
Exactly. Because my friend Eva in Snellsville, Georgia, or whatever that city outside of Atlanta where she lives, we hadn't heard from each other in probably 30 years. And when we did reconnect, it was like yesterday. Last time I talked to her was yesterday. You know, everything just fell in place. It's like we had never been separated.
Wow. Just amazing. So we probably have maybe about 15, 20 minutes. Yeah, I wish others had called, but we've been having a blast. I hope you all have been enjoying listening to us, our worldwide friends. And a recap, tell us more about the Holy Guacamole event you're going to and the restaurant. That it has made its presence to be known in Dallas.
Yeah, the Holy Moly Guacamole is going to be at the Empire Room this coming Wednesday. I think that's the 12th, starts from 6 o'clock and goes on until 9. And the Empire Room is at 1225 North Riverfront Boulevard. I think you have to have reservations, though, to attend that. And it's an annual event where people, probably a lot of entrepreneurs, can come there and display their wares and give out business cards. And like my friend said, they have food, free food and free favors and stuff to give out. I've never been. This will be my first one. But she speaks highly of it and loves to go. And I don't know how to pronounce this because I don't speak Turk or Turkish Nusret Salt Bay. That's what I'm really looking forward to, because I didn't know anything about him until after probably about a year later when I got back from Dubai. And my friend that lives in the Washington, D.C. area sent me a video of Salt Bay. And he was at his restaurant in Dubai. And I said, oh, no, I missed it. I wanted to go back to Dubai just to go to Salt Bay's restaurant.
Right.
And I just happened to be looking at some YouTube videos the other day, and it was showing his grand opening in Dallas. And I said, no, Salt Bay, Dallas, no, it can't be.
Right.
And then the article,
I seen some images
about,
on Facebook, I guess on your Facebook page a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
And they were trying to say that you probably won't get a reservation for a year and blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
I went online and got a reservation, no problem.
Wow.
So,
yeah, I had mentioned that to Terry. I was like,
to it.
And he has another one. Where in Vegas or Los Angeles?
Was 18 around the world, and I'm not sure. But I think there is one in Las Vegas, but...
Okay. When I seen your post, seemed like I seen Vegas or something like that. Unless that was the grand opening in Dallas, it looked like Vegas to me.
Yeah. I think there's one in Las Vegas and probably Boston or something. I don't know how many there are in the United States, but it's more than one or two.
Ooh, but I know Dallas is excited. Yes.
And I wish he had located in Addison, because that'd be real close to me rather
than
downtown.
Where is it located?
It's in downtown Dallas. It's in downtown Dallas.
West End or?
Downtown,
West End?
Period. Not the West End. I don't know, is it Pacific Avenue or whatever, because I had to send the address to my friends that's going to meet me there.
Yes.
But, yeah.
And when we didn't get there for the 28th, I had told Terry, I said, well, Cousin Linda made reservations for this awesome restaurant that's open, but we might not only can order a burger.
Because the French fries are $15.
But you know what? I bet they're worth every 15. And if Dr. Quinn listening to this broadcast, he's probably saying, you need to keep your lips off of them. But I know they're worth every dollar.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Because I bet they fry them in a special oil. I bet they're, like, healthy. I'm sure everything is healthy, but just tastes so delicious.
I'm sure it does. You know, I read some reviews who, you know, one of the critics for the Dallas Observer was talking about he really didn't want to go. It was an assignment, and he thought the food was overrated and this and that. And I said, I don't know. He probably just wanted to be a naysayer. I'm sure it was a wonderful experience, and the food was probably delicious.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And even if Salt Bay isn't there, just the fact that I can say I've gone to one of his restaurants.
Exactly. And he's Turkish, or he's from Dubai?
Yeah, he's Turkish.
Wow. Make me think of my ex-mother-in-law's good Egyptian cooking. That's one thing I miss and hate, that, you know, that Egyptian cooking that I just had a little sample of and wanted us to go to travel to Egypt to get that real cooking. But the cooking reminds me so much of Deep South. That cooking style reminds me of Deep Southern cooking, too.
Yeah, Nusret is on Pearl Street, 1900 North Pearl Street, Dallas.
Right.
So that's pretty much downtown.
Right.
Not the West End, but
he's like, I'm downtown.
Downtown.
In other words, he made a grand entrance. He is making his presence known. He is downtown. Not in this area, not in that area. I'm downtown. You can't miss me.
Yeah. But like I said, I wish he had been up this way or Oak Lawn even.
Right, because it sounds like the type of restaurant you would find in Addison.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's you're right. It sounds like an Addison or a Plano restaurant.
Yeah, right, right. And people were talking about how expensive the food is, and I said, well, I don't know if y'all are familiar with steakhouses in Dallas or just fine restaurants, but some of them, their prices can compete. Now, they may not have a $1,000 steak, but their prices are as high as or sometimes higher than those at Salt Bay's restaurant. Because I took Jamie to Arthur's one night. Jamie, you know, is always
Hold on.
So sweet taking us out.
Cousin Linda, I'm going to step away from the mic. You keep talking. I got to step away from the mic, okay? But you keep talking so the listeners can listen to you. Okay.
We have, there are some rather expensive steakhouses in Dallas. Al Bernays, Bob's Steak and Chop House, Mignon's up in Plano, Three Forks that used to be in Dallas, which has moved to Plano or either Frisco. There are quite a few expensive steakhouses in Dallas. However, the food is delicious, and I highly recommend them. And since Beth has stepped away from the phone and has left me here, I don't know what she wants me to discuss. She says she has worldwide listeners. Sometimes please chime in. Don't let Beth and me just take over and monopolize the conversation. We'd love to hear from you, get some opinions, or if you have some questions about Dallas or the Jackson, Mississippi area. Or if you would like to tell us about your country or your city, we'd love to hear about it. If you have certain holidays or festivals that you observe, we'd like to also hear about that. And I'm sure you all know that we're observing Mother's Day today here in the state. Are you back, Bethany? Oh, apparently she's not. But we'd like to hear about some of the festivals. I think there is a Diwali or whatever in India. Germany has quite a few festivals. Paris has festivals. And I don't know when Bethany will be back. I don't know, like I said, what she wanted me to discuss. But we can hope and pray that the coronavirus is history this time next year and everything is back to normal and we can all get together and have fun with friends and relatives that we've been kept apart from, that we can travel and visit exotic places or places that aren't exotic. And Bethany, please come back to the phone.
Hello?
Oh, you fine. I'm so glad you were back.
Okay. Did you continue to talk?
I did. I mumbled and stumbled out a few things.
Because you have listeners listening. It amazes me. You all need to call. You all need to call us more. Because, look, they keep the – I'm shocked your DMs don't be lit up. They send messages worth –
They could, you know, contribute and let us know. Like I was saying, today is Mother's Day is being observed, but there are festivals and holidays in foreign countries that we'd like to hear about.
Right. Please let us know. And please let us know. Cousin Linda's resuming traveling. I am ready to travel. I've lived more than half of my life and just ready to just live. Live, make money, and be happy and help others. So please let us know. We want to meet many of you in person at your festivals and events and send us invites. So let us know what's going on. Many of you do tell us the craziness that's going on. Let us know some fun things that's going on, too, since things are becoming a little better, and we just need to come closer to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
We all are dealing with something personally and all together in this world. Cousin Linda, I have been worried about that rocket, but I'm glad it made a splash somewhere.
Yeah, I wasn't too concerned about it because I was saying I just didn't see it, you know, splashing down on land somewhere. I don't know why. I just wasn't that concerned about it. I kind of felt like it was falling in an ocean, which, you know, is not good for the whales and dolphins and sharks and things. But
And
the ocean is wide open, and it didn't, you know, cause any damage to human life or I don't know what kind of particles, if they're radioactive or nuclear or whatever, that were on that rocket ship, but I hope it doesn't cause any kind of pollution that's harmful to the sea life and to man.
Right. But please reiterate on the festivals and fashion shows. We definitely would like to know more about events like that also. Beauty and fashion shows.
I'm going back watching YouTube videos. Thank God for YouTube. I'm looking
at
some old-fashioned television and fashion file and Elsa Clint videos.
Oh, I love her. Oh, my goodness. I did not miss her on CNN every Saturday morning.
And look, she's the reason that I know how to say Ann de Mulemeester, because I never could pronounce that word. I'm like, Ann who? And a lot of designers that I wouldn't have a clue as how to pronounce their names, and they would just flow off her tongue. I just really love
that
pinch.
That mother
really
and I loved it. You heard when?
I said I was so hurt when her show went off the air.
Yes, we were too. And her show, and then it was one from Canada. Fashion TV.
Fashion File and Fashion Television.
Right.
Gina Becker and Tim Blanks.
Yes.
I used to live for those shows.
Me too, because I think her show came on CNN like 9:20, didn't it?
It did. I don't know about what time, but I know it came on Saturday mornings. It was Fashion File would come on and Fashion Television, and then I'd flip over to CNN and get Elsa Clint.
Yes. And regardless of what that breaking news would be, her show always came on. They knew we had to have our fashion.
Yeah, they wanted to keep loyal viewers.
Right, we had to have our breaking news on fashion. That was breaking news.
It was. You know, who had switched from which house and this and that and the other. And I like looking at some of
the first time
beautiful
I heard,
clothes.
I think the first time I heard of Tom Ford was from her.
I don't know where I first heard of Tom Ford. Might have been her, because, you know, when he was taking over at Gucci, head designer at Gucci, and he Gucci out of the dust.
Right.
Because they had pretty much gone by the wayside, but Tom Ford got over there and did his thing, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
And now, you know, he has his own line. Of course, I can't afford any Tom Ford stuff, but I was going to try to buy, like, Tom Ford nail polish or lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm just not ready to pay $50 for a bottle of nail polish.
And some people dress their babies in Tom Ford gear head to toe.
I guess you have to be a billionaire. Millionaire won't cut it anymore. You have to be a billionaire to afford Tom Ford.
Exactly. And then you have his linen. And another person I love, Isaac Mizrahi. And you're right. That's another name you have to get right.
I think I kind of pronounced that one. I wish I could think of all these names now that I couldn't pronounce back in the day.
Why?
But I'll never forget Ann de Mulemeester. Rim Koolhaas, some of those Japanese designers. I couldn't pronounce their names.
Right.
I can't think of them right now. But, yeah, like I said, Elsa Clint could just, you know, say them effortlessly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like some politicians. Some of our politicians in D.C. Oh, my God. If you ever hear me reading some of these political reports, oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my goodness. How can I say this person's name?
I wonder why people who are guests on certain newscasters' programs don't know how to pronounce their names, like, you know, Ali Velshi on MSNBC.
Right.
They'll get on there and call him Ali all day long.
You're right.
If you're gonna appear on somebody's show, the least you can do is know how to pronounce their name.
And practice. Right.
Or don't call them anything if you're afraid you're going to call them the wrong thing. But, yeah, a lot of them get on there, politicians.
Or call them by their first name, the Honorable Senator Tom. Just call them by their first name.
Ali or whatever. And I said, the man's name is Ali Velshi.
I don't know.
And it's not hard to say. I don't get it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then I remember when John Le Carré had, I think he died or whatever, folks were mispronouncing his name. And then some of these people who have French names or Spanish names or whatever, I said, we ought to know how to pronounce them. I know we're not big on other languages in this country, which I think is just pitiful.
Right, because I should be bilingual. I should have been bilingual since my teens, and I am not, and that's so sad. And here, my Spanish speaking friends can speak like 3 and 4 languages. You're right. We should be ashamed of ourselves. You know, even we should be speaking English. We should be speaking English properly. Many of us also, and not just slang.
It pains me when I hear certain people on TV not knowing how to articulate. But the United States should speak English, French, and Spanish. Because, you know, Canada over in Montreal, that's French-speaking pretty much. And then we're south of the border of us is
and you may, oh, my God. And their President Trudeau, he is bilingual. He speaks both.
Well, when I was in Paris, we stayed at Hotel California, and we had the sweetest doorman, just loved him to death, named Bilal. He spoke 8 languages fluently.
Okay, anybody that know Bilal, you listening, hello.
Bilal, yeah, at Hotel California.
Uh-huh.
He was so nice and
could
sweet.
Speak 8 languages.
Eight languages.
Wow.
Yeah, and one time when I was in London, I met a young man. We were at a restaurant, and his job was translating menus for different restaurants. He spoke 7 languages because he had to transfer all these different menus into different languages. 7 languages.
Right.
And here we are. If we speak English, we're doing good. Just so embarrassing.
Right. So listeners of the show worldwide, I know some of you are learning how to speak English from listening to your favorite podcasts, but then I guess you all are translating the shows to your friends and family also. And thank God the internet, you can translate. I mean, one thing I love about Facebook and other social media, you can translate text messages and all and so on. But I'm just wondering, because we're so popular in many other countries, and you're making me think, well, okay. So thank you all for your love and support. And I'm like, I should learn how to say hello and greet people in their respective language, those that support the show, those that I hear from, that we hear from often.
Before I would visit a foreign country, I would learn how I would, at least try to pick up and say good morning, good evening, and thank you and please. I would always try to do those words. Now, Portuguese was extremely difficult for me, and I bought a Portuguese English dictionary, and I just couldn't pick it up. And one lady, I was saying obrigado or something, and one of the ladies in the souvenir shop was trying to help me to say obrigado, which is thank you.
Oh,
that was
obrigado.
I can do French and Spanish, Obrigado, yeah. And I could speak, I couldn't speak Italian, but I knew a couple of Italian words. And I don't know if I, shalom, I could say shalom if I went to Israel or.
Right.
Assalam, was it Assalam?
And I know you share
Assalam
a lot of news
later.
From Israel. Yeah, I know you share a lot of news from Israel. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I do.
And do you want to say anything about Israel? Because you've been sharing a lot.
I would love to visit Israel. Back during the days when I was starting out doing international travel, I wasn't real interested in going there. And I hate that I didn't, because I really want to go now, Egypt and Israel, but especially Israel, so I can go to Jerusalem and Tel Aviv.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And a big shout out to to our friends everywhere and listeners are. I know Morocco. I know we have a listening audience in Morocco and Kenya, Africa, Ghana. So big shout out to you all. Mexico, New Mexico. Italy and UK are sharing number 4, New Mexico. So thank you all, and we're praying for our Mexican friends also. We're praying for you all, and thank you all for your love and support.
Shout out to the folks in Morocco, because I wanted to move to Tangiers one time.
Wow.
When I went over there, I fell in love with Tangiers. I really wanted to move.
Wow. I always thought I was living in England. I always thought I would move to the UK. And when I was working for Fashion Fair at McRae's, Fashion Fair, when Mr. Johnson and his wife were alive, they had offered me a training job at, what's the department store, Harrods, to go train there.
Wow.
At Fashion Fair. I said, well, I'm okay here. And that's one regret I had. That's one regret that I have. And you know, that's when Prince was like calling their home too. But I don't know. I was at Jackson State, and then you know, I still was dreaming to get my esthetician license. But that was Fashion Fair offering to train me so I could become a national makeup artist.
Because
I was original.
I have some Fashion Fair lipstick still that I ordered from Amazon, because it's so hard to find now. But they had some beautiful colors. I used to be able to get it at Dillard's, but I think the last couple of times I went there, they didn't have the colors that I wanted.
They just closed their booth, because you know I used to be a counter manager at the McRae's booth and a makeup artist in the state and in Louisiana. But then that's when they offered me to train me so I could be a national makeup artist, and they offered to send me to England to train over at Harrods. And I don't know why I should. That's a regret. But you're right. I love their lipstick.
You should have called me, because I would have slapped you and made you go.
I should have called you. Yep. I should have told you, because I think that's when you had started traveling there. Because that was like 1991.
Even if I hadn't been traveling, how could you give up an opportunity like that? And I know I've been to Harrods one time, and that was in 79 when it was super duper still exclusive. And like I tell people, I had a handful of credit cards. A handful of cash. I still couldn't afford anything in Harrods. After Muhammad Al-Fayed bought it, became reasonable, because I used to see stuff on TV. And when, what's her name, Kimora Lee Simmons was selling her products in there, her clothes,
and
I was like,
yeah,
it's
affordable. This was like 1991 when...
We went in 79, and it was still the that real bastion of British exclusivity or whatever. And I mean, I was just looking for something to say, to get a Harrods bag. I couldn't find anything that I really wanted to pay the price for. It was just that expensive to me.
Even to get a pair of earrings or a scarf.
Girl, no. I don't think we could even afford tea or cookies. Laverne didn't even attempt to play like he was going to buy anything. And I mean, just everything I pick my, you know, put my hand on to pick up and look at the price, I was like, oh, no, I just can't pay this price. Mm-mm. And like I said, I had my American Express. You know, they don't put a limit on you. And
oh.
But you have to pay that bill, you know, when it
right.
comes. And I had two MasterCards and two Visas, and I had cash. Because I had been planning for that trip for
a while. What did you buy? Did you buy something? Did you buy some?
I didn't buy, not in Harrods, no. That's what I'm telling you. It was just too expensive
wow.
for me. I just couldn't pay the prices that were there. That's just like, you know, Tom Ford with $50 lipstick and $50 nail polish and stuff. It's just some things I won't do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Even if I have the money, you know, I draw the line on some things. There's a Mother's Day
When they said exclusive department store, I knew which store they were talking about. And I know I always thought I would be dual citizenship in London and here, right, UK and here. And
well,
then,
you can have.
Right. And yeah. And there's a podcaster here on Blog Talk Radio that's based there. She and I like to do the shows, to simulcast the shows. And she had contacted me a few months ago. And I think she's making a comeback. And Mother used to love it when she and I, and us, and we, oh, because I'd love for you to be on air the next time we do it. She was some of cast from England and us from the States. Uh-huh. It would be so much fun combining the listening audience and talking about, you know, topics that we have in common and the things that are happening in both places that are so similar.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cousin Beth, I'm enjoying being on the broadcast, but the news has come on, so I'm going to have to sign off.
And it is time to conclude, and I see our news is coming on. Yeah, we're on the same thing with the national news. So
yeah.
Thank you, because it is concluding right now, so we don't want to be cut off. So
okay.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and hopefully we will get together next. Are you available next Sunday at 3?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So we don't know. There's so much to talk about. But happy Mother's Day again to everyone. And thank you, Cousin Linda. Do you want to tell people about your chat group or is it private? I like your new chat group.
Oh,
that you,
well, that one.
That you
that
created
one is
to
for
post
my high school.
Oh, okay, because I love that.
It's from my high school.
Because you post good stories and send me some awesome stories. And then when you created that group chat, I'm like, oh, my God, because you broke some news I didn't know about that day. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, those of you that are former classmates, please look up her group chat, too, because it's a private exclusive group. And she share amazing stories.
Okay. All right, Cousin. Love you.
Okay.
Week.
I love you. Thank you, Cousin London. Have so much fun at Holy Grimoli. I wish I need to get you some business cards for the podcast.
I'll post some pictures. I won't be able to do a podcast or anything, but I'll post some pictures.
No, I said I need to get you some business cards for the podcast, so when you go to events like that, you can let people know that if they would like to be a guest on the show. You know, or let them know about the podcast.
Yeah, send me some business cards, and I'll pass them
yes.
out.
Yes,
okay,
and thank you for the contribution, too. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you and Tommy and everybody very soon.
Okie dokie, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, bye-bye, love you. Okay, you all, that was Cousin Linda. I will continue to talk a few minutes. Remember to email me, Beth, a.k.a. Be True, at Cultureshock, KULTRESHOKENT _ Beth at yahoo.com. Again, a big happy Mother's Day to all mothers, to my love and his mom, Miss Nisi, and to his cousins and my Aunt Mildred that's still living, my mother's youngest sister, and to my sister and all loved ones, family and friends, those that are mother figures and those that are actual mothers, send you so much love and greetings on this day. And Mother's Day, and to love, to share love is an everyday event, right? Yes, it is. So before we conclude, I would like to share more facts about Mother's Day also. And please, we love it when you chime in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And my throat is getting dry because we've been talking almost, what, 2 hours? Yes, we have. So next Sunday, we will talk about, you know, spring and summer. We have Memorial Day coming up. At the end of the month, Memorial Day weekend, the Defend Your Police rally that I had postponed so many times from September to December, finally, believe the date would be May the 29th. We should be safe. People are beginning to gather together. So I need to contact the State of Mississippi Capitol, the Reservations Department. Follow up with them about getting the permit so we'll be able to use the podiums and the electricity, because without the electricity, we need to bring a generator. So it would be awesome to be able to get a permit so we'll have their complete support also from, you know, complete support from the Mississippi State Capitol. They receive permission to have the event in the fall from the Capitol Police and the powers that be, but we had to stay the high level steps and only have it down on the ground. So now that many of the executive orders are gone and many people are vaccinated, but we still must wear masks and social distance, prayfully, it is safe to have that Defend Your Police rally now, tentatively looking at Memorial Day weekend on May the 29th. Memorial Day will be with that Monday. And thank you all for your prayers also, because I've had this high blood pressure scare, and so I'm getting ready to get myself back in shape, you know. And if you haven't had your physical exam, definitely schedule your physical exam. You know, don't wait till you're not feeling good, because you might not ever not feel good. So it's good to get everything checked out, you know, everything. So it's hard. I took my knee to a chiropractor. I'm looking forward to seeing a dentist. You know, it's just good to make sure that we have our tune-ups. And that's all ages, to make sure that our health is up to par. That's from age 0 to age 100. To just make sure, don't stop. Like Tom Joyner used to always talk about, you know, it's important to take care of our health and get certain tests and get certain vaccinations and so on. I keep seeing a commercial about shingles, the importance of getting vaccinated for shingles. If you're over 50, I'm 52, so it's important to get that vaccination if you're over 50. And colonoscopies for some. If you're 40, I believe that's the age. It's important to get that and so on. So let me look. I want to share some facts about Mother's Day. And we have been talking. I need to drink some tea or some water. And I will be sharing some things. Well, Jalen Rose, I mentioned Jalen Rose. Jalen Rose. This is from Detroit Free Press. Jalen Rose breaks down in tears honoring First Mother's Day without his mom and his grandma. Jalen Rose spent his First Mother's Day without his mom, Jean, doing what they both love to do, talk basketball. Working on the set of ESPN's NBA Sunday Countdown, Rose began to talk about his mother, who passed away in February from lung cancer at 79, and became emotional. "This is the first time in my life that I didn't have my mother or grandmother on Mother's Day," Rose began, his voice trailing off as host Maria Taylor stood up and comforted him. "It's been tough for me and my family, but I'm going to be strong. I got a lot of people who rely on me, a lot of people who love me, a lot of people who believe in me. Rose was raised by a single mother, never made his NBA plans. Father Jimmy Walker, who died in 2007. His grandmother, Mary Bell Hicks, died in September at age 103. She had a funny moment during Michigan's 2018 NCAA tournament run. I used to sign Dr. J as my autograph when I was little, and people was laughing at me, and was teasing me, Rose said. And Mom was like, "You're going to make it. You is Dr. J, but you ain't never better than Magic Johnson." That's how she motivated me. I'm just happy that the name Jalen is going to carry our legacy, carry her legacy. Rose, the former Detroit Southwestern star, Fab Five leader at Michigan, and 13-year NBA veteran from 1994-2007, was in Detroit on Thursday hosting a community vaccination event at his Jalen Rose Leadership Academy school. And then there's a clip from ESPN. And he co-founded the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy in 2011. That's the same year Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports was created. I understand people that look like me don't necessarily have the utmost trust in government or law enforcement or even medicine based on our history in the United States, Rose said. But this is different. This is unique. This is deadly. And it's important for me to do what I can to spread that message. I don't want citizens of Detroit to feel threatened that getting the Pfizer shot, getting the vaccination shot, is going to do something to put you in peril or something that's going to be to your detriment. But it's something that is going to be to our benefit that allows us to get back to some sense of normalcy. So sending out love to Jalen Rose. And many of you, like myself, can relate to that, to not having a mother or grandmother that we were close to in our lives on this special holiday. So I definitely can relate to how he's feeling. This is like my third year. Mother passed away in 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21st. Unbelievably, this is like the fourth. Let's see. 18, 19, 20, 21. I can't believe this is the fourth Mother's Day and with our mom, and she loved Mother's Day. She loved it. Like many of you love it. No, it's important. I had seen a mother yesterday at Northport Mall with her daughter. She reminded me of my mom, and I wished the mother and the daughter Happy Mother's Day. And I told the daughter, I said, "You love on your mom to love on your mom." I said, "She reminds me of my late mom, you know." And you know, mother loved you all, the listeners of the show and my friends that she knew and those of you that support us throughout social media. So sending out much love to all of you moms and moms around the world. And thank you all for your love and your support of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here on Blog Talk Radio. So I had some facts pulled up. So initial proclamation of Mother's Day, 1870. Julia Howe wrote the first Mother's Day proclamation asking women everywhere to join for world peace. Founders Julia Ward Howe, Anne Jarvis, and Anna Jarvis. Earliest beginnings was 1868. Anne Jarvis created a committee to establish Mother's Friendship Day. Became nationally recognized in 1914, proclamation signed by Woodrow Wilson. Founding country in the United States. First celebrated in 1908, Anna held a memorial for her mother, Anne. Observed by 40-plus countries, the significance is to honor mothers and motherhood, related to Children's Day, Siblings Day, Father's Day, Parents Day, Grandparents Day, and it's annual. And the day varies around the world. Because I know some of my friends in England, what date is it on? Because I know there's Happy Moms Day. But when the United States holiday was adopted by some other countries, existing celebrations held on different dates. Honoring motherhood have become described as Mother's Day, such as Mother's Sunday in the United Kingdom, or in Greece, the Eastern Orthodox celebration of the presentation of Jesus Christ to the temple, 2nd February of Julian calendar. Both the secular and religious Mother Day are present in Greece. Mother's Sunday is often referred to as Mother's Day, even though it is an unrelated celebration. In some countries, the date adopted is one significant to the major religions, such as Virgin Mary Day in Catholic countries. Other countries selected a date with historical significance. For example, Bolivia's Mother's Day is a fixed date, commemorating a battle in which women participated to defend their children. Some countries, such as Russia, celebrate International Women's Day instead of Mother's Day, or simply celebrate both holidays, which is the custom in Ukraine. Kazakhstan has recently introduced Mother's Day, but year-on-year, International Women's Day is certainly increasing in status. Gregorian calendar, the current second Sunday of February, this year was on Valentine's Day in Norway, March the 3rd, Georgia, March the 8th, International Women's Day, Albania, Armenia, many other countries. Fourth Sunday, Mother's Sunday, Ireland, Jersey, Nigeria, UK. Yeah, I thought it was in March in UK. March 21st, numerous countries. March 25th, Slovenia. April 7th, Armenia. First Sunday of May, many countries. May the 2nd. May the 8th, South Korea. May the 10th, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Mexico. Second Sunday of May, many countries, including today here to the, and, you know, in the States too. Many countries are celebrating. The list goes on and on and on. Many are celebrating. May the 14th, Benin. May the 15th, May the 19th, May 26th, May 27th, May 30th, and to June the 20th, to June the 6th, May the 30th, June the 1st, June the 13th, June the 14th, July 5th, August 12th in Thailand, August the 15th, October 14th, October 15th, October 20th, October 17th, November 3rd, November 16th, last Sunday, November, December 8th, December 22nd. And then there are some other dates for some other countries. Let's see. April the 20th, May the 11th, we had February the 3rd, and August the 22nd, and my birthday month. Those are other holidays for Mother's Day. So definitely thank you all for turning in. We have a exclusive appearance coming real soon from a local entertainer. I had hoped to post his song for today's episode. Had trouble downloading and getting it uploaded. So we'll definitely get his song on for this week's episode. And I will reveal his name when I play his song. But looking forward, he's a Mississippi-based artist, rap artist, and pretty talented, and he would like to share his gifts with the world. And he's been doing many shows around the Jackson, Mississippi metropolitan area, and he's ready to be introduced to our worldwide listeners right here on blogtalkradio.com at Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So thank you all for your love and your support and your prayers, and I'm sending you many virtual embraces, and definitely call in. So many of you like to call and message me directly, but we can really talk if you will call into the show at 516-595-8255. Save it in your phone, write it down, 516-595-8255. Call in and talk on air, live on air right here on blogtalkradio.com, okay? Because it's difficult to talk to different people calling me messenger. So it's good to go ahead and call on air and let's talk and chat and talk about hot topics and talk about what's going on and keeping the positive vibes flowing. Really appreciate you and thank you so much. Remember, email at Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. And Cash App at Beth B True, BETHBTRU, Culture Shock, KULTRESHOK, and Beth Entrepreneur, Beth Williams Entrepreneur, BETHWMS Entrepreneur. Okay, let's hit PayPal. And thank you. Thank you for supporting. Since March 21st, 2011, you've been listening to Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports, and have a happily blessed week. And there will be episodes this week I'm thinking about I will begin doing regular Facebook Lives and also Instagrams and on LinkedIn and getting ready for YouTube. Getting ready. But it's definitely been upgrading it. Thank you all. You're amazing. I appreciate you. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for Blog Talk Radio. I'm grateful for this podcast. I'm grateful for God. I'm grateful for my Terry. I'm grateful for love. I'm grateful for life. Grateful for my little kitty right here just playing on the floor. So I had to go out and get the kitty. He was in his little kennel outside and started storming. Sylvester is his name. And thank you all that have been praying for me as I had grieved the loss of BJ back in December, my beloved Jack Russell. So I have the Lovebirds, and I have Sylvester, Dash, Tiger, and then we have family pets also, as you all know. So thank you all. Love you. You are amazing. Thank you, Terry, my love. We have our ups and downs. You told me that early on. Big shout-out again to the Avon community, to the Avon leaders, also the Garcias in Napa, Florida, the team from New York to Kentucky to all around the world. Big shout-out to Primerica. Thank you all for your patience. Just a big shout-out to the Than Merrill team that had an awesome time at the workshop a couple weeks ago and dealing with real estate investing. You guys remember, need to get Neil back, Neil from Chicago, real estate investor, successful. We need to have that reunion from past guests and guest co-hosts and artists and musicians and business people. We need to have that reunion. Find out what's up with everybody, what you've been doing, what's going on, you know. And Neil Thakar is one of them that we need to follow up on, see how his real estate investment business with his partners in Chicago have been going on. So thank you all. You have been amazing, and I send you much love and send you much prayers. Congratulations to all those that have graduated this weekend, Jackson State and all around the world. Just a big shout out to everybody. Everybody that's just pushing and keep staying on it, and you know, keep your head up. We got to keep our head up. We got to stay motivated. Tomorrow is Motivating Monday, so we got to stay motivated. Thank you all. Thanks again, Sean Alexander Hamilton, for being an awesome co-host from summertime to winter. Thank you all. You have been amazing. And again, you've been listening to Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. I like to repeat the email address and info, because if you're like me, I always have to make sure I have the information down. If you're putting it in your phone or you're jotting it down or trying to memorize it. Okay, well, thank you, and God bless.